You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We are live, and it is very, very cold outside. The Doomsday Clock. Back in 1947, members of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, I wish we still named things the way we did back in 1947, got together and created the Doomsday Clock, which is the likelihood of a man-made global catastrophe. Tanya J. Powers joins us. Since 1947, Tanya, that thing has moved back and forth about 23 times. And I think the furthest away from doom we were was about 7 minutes. Where are we today?
We're at 2 minutes till today. This is the same place we were last year, as a matter of fact.
All right. So, no, I mean, we haven't improved, but we haven't gone down.
Yes. There's only 2 minutes left to go to annihilation, according to them. So, yeah, this is a good thing that, you know, that it hasn't gotten any closer to that. Although, yesterday, one of the Nobel laureates, and I think there's like 15 on this Bulletin of Atomic Scientists group, okay, this is, you know, this is the kind of level of thought we're talking about here.
Yes.
And one of them was asked about this, and they said, you know, so this is good. It hasn't moved, right? It's a status quo. And he was like, no, this is not good. It needs to go back down. The fact that it's still that much of a risk, in their opinion, as he was like, this is bad. I mean, he kind of came unglued there for a moment. If you can imagine a Nobel laureate kind of almost losing it.
Yeah, I think Nobel laureate unglued is a great sentence with
right?
those two words in there. You know, but you think about it, though. I mean, we were at 2 minutes in 1953, so it's not like it means that that's, you know, just going to continue to get worse. Who knows? But what were some of the reasons that were given as far as being 2 minutes? I know that this information war, cyberware, artificial intelligence, synthetic biology, disruptive technologies was a major part of this.
It was. I mean, obviously, you have the nuclear part of this, which is, you know, I think what a lot of people think, oh, well, this is the doomsday clock equals the threat of nuclear war, which, you know, on the broad surface, it kind of does. But there's a lot more underneath that. They talk about everything from, you know, climate change and the pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. They talk about the fact that one of the interesting points of this, I thought, was made yesterday by former California Governor Jerry Brown, excuse me, who is the executive chair of this board, which is the reason he was in this. And he was talking about how, you know, we're playing Russian roulette with humanity, is what he called it. He also pointed out the fact that, you know, if there is a worse nuclear threat, or if there's information that comes out about that, he pointed to the erosion of trust in the press and in news and things like that, for the ability for people to understand the gravity of the situation if that was something that actually happened.
Interesting. It is funny, you know, back when this whole thing started, we were teaching kids to get under their desk in case of a nuclear event, which seemed, a little odd. I wonder, have you ever in your life sort of considered where we are on the doomsday clock in the way in which you live? I mean, like, does it impact your day-to-day living?
Well, not a day-to-day living, no. I think it's interesting what they have to say about the kind of the broader world view.
Yeah.
'Cause a lot of times we don't pay extreme amounts of attention to, you know, kind of all of the puzzle pieces that are going on in international news. But the fact that, you know, it's 2 minutes to midnight, it was the same place it was last year. It was that close, and as you mentioned, in 1953, and that was following the first nuclear weapons test of the U.S. and the Soviet Union. That's the reason it was that close then. The farthest away, by the way, was 1991 at the end of the Cold War. It was 17 minutes to midnight. So you're right about the fact that it doesn't just move closer and stay that way.
Yeah, no, it can move the other direction.
Yeah, it could go back. Yeah.
And it's also remarkable if you go back to, like, 1940s, and you read every year the reason why it moved forward or backward.
Yeah.
Many of these reasons still exist. It's like nothing's changed since the 1940s and 50s, which is a little bit odd. All right, but isn't it a great name? And wouldn't you want to be on that super team, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists?
I know, especially when you look at their bios and all the, like, credentials that these guys, I mean, if you're looking for education, street cred, these are your folks.
Do they have shirts, you know, or something?
I don't know, jerseys would be a great idea.
Oh, wouldn't it? Tanya J., always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Tanya J. Powers, live from New York with the Doomsday Clock.